Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
We call it Thursday.
Portia
Williams is out, but sitting in for, we got one of the hosts of Sister Circle, awesome human, amazing singer.
Hey,
one time for Selena Johnson.
Hey, Chi-Town.
Chi-Town?
Whoop, whoop.
Later on in the show, we're going to tell you which singer slash talk show host has shaved her head. Mm. Plus, which Kardashian is denying gay rumors.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a hint. It's not Rob.
Mm.
But first, Cardi B stands for bun in the oven?
What?
So there have been off and on rumors about Cardi B being pregnant. She's denied all those rumors, but now it sounds like it was all a lie.
Wow.
I told y'all that.
So well, is she really pregnant?
Yes.
I don't blame Offset.
Yeah, you're not right about everything.
Well, I was right about that, Nick.
Well, according to a source, she's expecting a baby in July. But unlike Beyonce, you know, because she put her Coachella appearance on pause.
She knew.
She's going to rock it still. Cardi B will be 7 months pregnant at the time of Coachella. But if anybody can do it, Cardi B can.
Mm-hmm.
She's defied all odds.
Girl, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I want you to do a second thought on that pregnancy down to the Coachella, because 7 months pregnant is the third trimester.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's when the ankles get to swelling. Now, the dancing ain't going to be the same, and the red bottoms are not going to fit.
See?
They're going to be bloody ankles.
They're going to be bloody ankles.
All right, y'all. Kylie Jenner is promoting her line of blush powders, and people are pissed, honey, about the names that she have chosen for the different shades, honey.
Oh, Lord.
My God.
Why, Gary?
Oh, Brad, honey. Now, the names, y'all, the blushes, honey, are, here it is. Virginity.
Oh.
X-rated.
Okay.
Barely legal.
Oh,
my God. Hot and bothered.
Yes.
Hopeless romantic, honey.
Ooh,
my
yes.
God.
Which one you like?
I love hot and bothered. I like those.
I feel like Jared Fogle's going to buy at least two of them.
Virginity. I like those because it's catchy. You know what I'm saying? It's not like your regular rouge and mauve or blush or peach or that. Those are real catchy. I like that.
But I'm surprised she didn't have Negro in there.
Gary.
Wasn't nothing racist in there, Gary.
Well, honey, the fans, honey, criticized her on Twitter, Whitey. Seriously, honey, and Kylie Jenner, choose better names for your products, honey. You have 12-year-old fans.
That is true.
She's making products for pre-thoughts. I mean, like
you grown, know what?
No grown adults are buying these products. These are for, like, thoughts and training.
That's awful.
Well, at 12 years, I mean, y'all didn't wear makeup at 12?
Girl, I ain't wear no makeup at church. Singing in the choir
okay,
with my skirt.
With a full
down
skirt
to my
on.
Ankles.
A whole one. And button up all the way to your neck, to your chin.
I barely could wear too much Vaseline.
Okay.
It's too shiny.
Okay.
Well, moving on, y'all. From one Jenner to the next, Kendall Jenner is not gay,
what?
Okay?
She ain't gay.
Are you disappointed?
I never heard that.
Well, y'all, Kendall was on the April cover of Vogue, and even though she called into the interview from Michigan, where her boyfriend, Blake Griffin, now plays, she was asked why she thinks there are so many gay rumors about her. Well, she said, I think it's because I'm not like my other sisters who are like, here's me and my boyfriend. So it was a thing for a minute because no one ever saw me with the guy. I would always go the extra mile to be low-key with guys, sneaking around all the time. You don't want to, like, look crazy.
That makes sense.
I am mad at Kendall. Kendall's smart.
Kendall adds that she doesn't have a bisexual or gay bone in her body, although she's down for the experience.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but no. That was a little confusing.
Yeah, that was
like weird.
She doesn't
have a bisexual or gay bone in her body, but she's down for the experience.
Well, you know when you say something wrong, you try to clean it up so you don't make like your constituents mad.
Yeah. Offend anybody.
She kind of shaded her sisters on the low.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't be out here with all my men
like,
uptight.
This is my boyfriend.
Like, I lay low with man is really what she said.
I get my black men at night. What's his name?
I get my black men at night so I can.
Well, Rachel Ray is not Becky with the good hair, turns out. But she didn't mind being her for a day. She says she's all right with that. Rachel Ray is finally discussing the big mix-up of everyone confusing her for Rachel Roy.
What a difference a vowel makes.
And thinking she was Becky with the good hair when Beyonce dropped her song, Sorry, from the whole Lemonade, you know, sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel say, I thought that it was hilarious. I guess I looked at that as the most ultimate backward compliment, just the idea that anybody would think that I groove in a universe where I get to hang out with Jay-Z or Beyonce or all that. To me, it was like people think I'm cool enough to go to places where any of this would happen. It was so funny to me. Girl,
it wasn't funny to you when you were saying it was Becky with the good hair.
No, and when that B have turned up.
I'm sure she cried a little bit.
Yeah,
she low-key was probably almost on the verge of a depression. Because when I tell you they turn up, they turn all the way up.
Like Black Twitter logs in differently.
Yeah. So when Black Twitter like, I got to log out and come back.
Yeah, you need a week off.
Hey, everybody, it's time for
Unbelievable and Unforwiggable.
And yes, baby, Miss Tamar Braxton, honey, has ditched her lace fronts and declares she is finally free, honey, shaving her head.
Lord Jesus.
How long are we talking?
Oh, she did it for well, honey, forever, honey. Now, Miss Braxton, honey, should I say Miss Tamar, went on Instagram, honey, to share a video of her getting buzzed, honey, and revealed her new gorgeous look with what looks like a little blonde color and wrote, I'm over feeling captive to a wig, weave, people's comments, and opinions. Hell, even my own feelings, honey, we can choose to stop these things from having the power and victory over us. And for me, that starts today!
Yay!
Yes, and there's a Brad getting with her at weaving, honey, and them lace fronts and all that good stuff, honey.
Brad.
Be like,
Brad don't wear weaves or lace fronts.
Mm-hmm. People need to stop getting off into the whole, a wig doesn't define me. A wig is like earrings. It's an accessory. You should be able to wear a wig. You should be able to wear weaves. You should be able to wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it shouldn't be about, I'm beholden to this wig. You did that. Didn't nobody make you wear this wig or make you wear no hairstyle?
But you gotta have a cute shaped head. You can't just
have a nice head.
And have a little peanut head. That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, you can't have no water head either.
Walking around with bad shaped heads, are they? Like, have there been somebody notably who shaved it all off? It's like, whoa.
It's some watermelon heads.
Some watermelons, some pumpkins, and some skinny long peanuts. Well, y'all, moving on. Kelly Ripa is turning into a clapback queen, honey.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes, little bitty Kelly from All My Children.
Kelly. Get him.
Recently, the Live with Kelly and Ryan Instagram account shared a video of Kelly Ripa, and a fan wrote, her head looks too big for her tiny body. Mm. So Kelly wrote back, T-O is spelled T-O-O, FYI.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be something aggressive. Like, she gave him an English lesson.
Yeah, but that was a read. Still,
that was a read.
She said you dumb. She said you dumb. If you're going to read somebody, be smart.
You failed English at school, okay? And then, most recently, Kelly posted this adorable flashback photo of her and her husband, Mark Consuelos, and somebody wrote, too bad he's short when he tries to look taller. It looks funny. Be who you are. So Kelly wrote back, he's tall where it counts, babe.
Hey, now, Kelly,
Kelly Ripa.
I'm not mad, honey. Oh. Kelly says, I like trolling. I love trolling It's my favorite thing to do. So, okay, do y'all like to troll trolls? Or do y'all like to clap back at people, or do you just leave it alone?
I leave it alone.
I like to slow roast these people.
Do you?
People are crazy nowadays. You don't know where they at.
That's true.
You been to cuss somebody out. That's you true. Down to the Kroger, honey, and they come up behind you in aisle 7 and knock you upside your head with a piece of stale bread.
Lights out. All right, so coming up, it's a battle of the gays. Ellen DeGeneres and Sean Hayes face off, and Gary will decide who's gayer.
Why me?
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
What up?
Well, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux announced their split last month, and according to reports, not only did Jen lose a husband, but she also lost a friend, Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea ain't friends?
I guess not. The two have been besties for years, but according to sources, Chelsea had weighed in on Jen's relationship with Justin and told her that she needed to readjust her expectations and treatment of her man if she wanted to keep him. Well, Jen felt Chelsea was unsupportive and spiteful, so when she cut ties with Justin, Chelsea went right along with his ass.
All right.
Wow.
Friends in the breakup.
That's petty, though.
She shouldn't have chimed in on that. Not if she's Jen's friend.
Yeah, that like, ain't none of your business, girl.
You don't take somebody else's side, right?
Yeah.
You just be quiet, because they might work it out. And
well, I'm glad they broke up good. I'm hating on the whole situation. I'm glad, Jennifer, you're free. Go back and fan Brad and start over.
That's the relationship I want to see anyway.
I want to see that, too.
That's all I want to see.
He's older, wiser now.
Here we go.
But you know what? He don't deserve a second shot with her, because he hurt her.
He did. But, you know, they went through their thing. They could probably like each other. They were young.
She should get a revenge smash. And keep it moving.
All right, up next, Sean Hayes was just on Ellen to promote the Will and Grace reboot, which has a season finale coming up in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And he congratulated Ellen for her show, and it's been on for 15 years now, if you haven't been keeping track.
Wow.
And then out of nowhere, a battle began. Take a look.
Oh.
Will and Grace.
Grace is the show that I've been on.
That's right. How long now?
Longer than 15.
Yeah.
No, it was...
How long was it the first time around before y'all got canceled?
Yeah. I think it was longer than your sitcom.
Yeah, that's right. I had to come out first for y'all to do that sitcom. Go ahead. The battle of the gays up here.
I love Ellen. I love Ellen. Okay, for the clap back,
yes.
Ellen. Yes.
It was so quick with it. It was like, pow, pow.
Moving on, honey. Now, Adam Rapon, y'all, was one of the biggest stars to emerge from this year's Winter Olympics. Ooh. And, y'all, the thirst is real out there, baby, because it seems like every gay man, honey, is trying to shoot their shot. And now it's E's host, Justin Sylvester, y'all, who shot his shot on live TV.
All right, now.
Are you dating right now?
I'm not. I've been, like, so busy that I know. Listen, anybody out there, you let me know. But I've just been so busy that, you know, I haven't really had time. So, you know, I was focusing on getting ready for the Olympics, and, like, it's just been a whirlwind after that.
So I'm going to throw this out there. When you come to L.A., I want to take you out on a date.
Grab
drinks, your choice, or I can show you my L.A., and we can just kick it.
Wow, I love it. I love to just kick it.
There you go. Do you accept this rose?
Oh, my God.
Adam Rapon and I are going on a date.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's so gorgeous.
Would he do that anyway, though? Why would you say that and then throw shade when somebody, you could at least faked it and been like, yes, we can hang out when I get down there, and then just dodge him when you get down to the L.A.
But what I love about it, too, and she let that queen know, honey, girl, every girl don't want y'all because you're black.
Gary, I didn't get any of that.
Here we
go, right to the racism.
All the time.
You just got off the plane from Wakanda down to the Dish Nation.
Like a race whisperer.
Yes.
Like he did any sign of a trail of potential racism.
He's going to get in there.
He's got a replica
bring it
of the fountain
you know
from back in the day.
Pepper?
You know what?
He's got a replica at his house that says for colors only. Well, coming up, did Katy Perry just steal a young man's innocence? She did. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Talking about. Well, y'all, Katy Perry kissed a boy, and he did not like it.
Ooh.
couple of them out there.
No, I didn't think this guy was one. But anyway, 19-year-old Benjamin Glaze was a contestant on American Idol this week and revealed that he had never kissed a girl because he hadn't been in a relationship yet. So Katie did this.
Come here, Benjamin.
Come here right now.
Come on, come
on.
Come here right now.
On the cheek?
You didn't even make the smush sound.
Right, okay. Let me start over. Okay.
Oh!
It went
down.
Did you get it? Yeah, I got it.
Katie! Come on.
I totally was not expecting that. Like, you know, if you're going to get your first kiss and it's Katy Perry trying to give it to you, you probably should take that.
But here's the thing. Benjamin is saying that Katie's surprise kiss made him feel uncomfortable.
Here we go.
He said, I wanted to save it for my first relationship. I wanted it to be special. He even went as far as saying that if Katie had asked for it before it happened, that it would have never happened.
Oh. Wow. Does she have a beehive? Because they're going to come for him.
Yes, she violated him, honey. She violated his equal rights.
Oh, come on. They just making good TV and trying to have fun. And she caught him real quick. It wasn't even like slob tongue, no lip juice, no nothing.
Never know where lips be in, no chance.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Never touched a woman's lips like that, honey. She took it away. That was his virginity.
How, Gary? How?
Because his lips were pure.
They were pure?
Mm-hmm. Kiss me where you miss me.
Well.
All right, y'all, who's here for a big deal?
Ooh, me!
Well, check this out. I got a deal for you. If you got some hair you want to remove,
yeah.
You're a female walking around with a Clark Gable mustache. Who knows? The Epilade Cosmo Epilator is just what you need. This rechargeable hair removal system is for your legs, your body, and your face. And there are two operating speeds. One speed for the delicate areas and finer hair, like your bikini line and face. And a second speed for coarse body hair that you want gone. And it's rechargeable, corded, or cordless. You can use the Epilade Cosmo Epilator for up to 40 minutes of use for full charge.
Now, hey, Craig, now I know these epilators are, honey, of good quality, and I know doggone where they're usually expensive, so how much is it going to set us back?
Normally, the Epilady Cosmo Epilator could cost as much as $90, but today, for our Dish Nation family, it's just $39.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
So take your soon-to-be-smooth body over to MorningSave.com and get this smooth deal today. And coming up, more Dish Nation when we come back.
Nation. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, now.
Let's end the day by playing a little game of Grade the Shade, shall we?
Why not?
Well, y'all, in order for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to get married in a couple of months, the Queen has to give her official consent, and she did so yesterday, saying, "My lords, I declare my consent to a contract of matrimony between my most dearly beloved grandson, Prince Henry Charles Albert David of Wales, and Rachel Meghan, which is Meghan's first and middle name."
Well, it's kind of late in the game to give the approval. People bought dresses. There are people flying in. Hotels is booked.
Well, y'all, in contrast, when the Queen consented for William and Kate to tie the knot, she said, "Our most dearly beloved grandson, Prince William Arthur Philip Lewis of Wales, KG, and our trusty and well-beloved Catherine Elizabeth Middleton." She said the first, second, middle, and last name, honey.
She bogus
and
for that.
And she also said well-beloved.
But don't she say our trust?
Trusty.
And well-beloved. She wants to say, and this black bitch here, Meghan.
You know what?
She wanted to say that, but she just...
There was no decor.
You don't have to say it, right?
Yeah.
She added no color to saying that name,
honey. Hell no.
Just flatline. Rachel Meghan. What's her last name?
Bogus. She bogus. She real bogus
Damn,
for that one.
Damn, queen.
The show is over, but make sure you go to MorningSave.com for today's great deal. Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.